I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kenya's election results are finally in nearly a week after Election Day. William Ruto is Kenya's fifth president, winning by the smallest of margins. The results are clear, but a tangible tension remains. Three election officials were critically injured during the announcement ceremony yesterday. Nehemiah with FMI says,
"We can clearly see a chaos in the atmosphere. People are so concerned. In the history, when we see, usually there is massive violence right after the elections, results are being announced."
FMI supports indigenous church planters in the world's most strategic regions, including Kenya, so election-related unrest and violence could put them at risk.
"I request our brothers and sisters who are listening right now to pray for Kenya, and especially FMI's partner who are serving in this difficult situation right now."
And when the Taliban conquered Afghanistan a year ago, Hartford Iran's call center was flooded with frightened people. Mike Ansari tells us,
"They were hopeless, traumatized, and afraid for their lives. 100% of the callers needed trauma counseling. So we hired Afghan Christians. We trained them on trauma counseling and set up a vast call center focusing on processing contacts from Afghanistan. This is from inside of Afghanistan and also Afghan refugees fleeing to other countries."
This initiative is called Heart for Afghanistan. Ansari says most callers wanted to know about Jesus.
"We just told them that God loves them and has not forsaken them. We assured them that God had a wonderful plan for them."
Heart for Iran recently launched an online church for Afghan Christians. Pray it would bring hope and joy to many Afghans. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.